Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Bava Kamma, and today we are learning Parakei Mishnah Hey. HaChofer bar b'rishos yachid p'sach l'rishos rabim. If you dig a bar in a rishos hayachid and you open it up into a rishos rabim, meaning the bar is dug in such a way where the entrance point of the bar is in a rishos rabim, but if you go in, you go down at an angle where you'll be under the ground of a rishos hayachid. O b'rishos rabim p'sach l'rishos yachid, or vice versa. So b'rishos yachid p'sach, or if you dig it in one Rosh Hashanah, where the hollow part under the ground is in one Rosh Hashanah, but the opening of a bar is in another Rosh Hashanah, chayiv. So it's still called a regular bar that you're going to be chayiv to pay because as you would any other bar. Hachofer bar Rosh Hashanah, if a person digs a bar Rosh Hashanah, v'nafal letocho shor o chamor v'meis, and a shor or a chamor falls into it and dies, chayiv, you have to pay, because even though the entire bar is in the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you don't own it, nevertheless, this is one of those things that Areinu B'Rishuso Shel Adam V'Asau HaKasav Kilu Hem B'Rishuso L'Chametz on Pesach and Bar Rosh Hashanah, that even though it's not yours, you assume responsibility as if you're the owner of it. Echad HaChofer Bar Shiach U'Mar Charitzen Mi'itzen. It doesn't matter what kind of hole in the ground you dig, whether it be a bar some other type of narrow type of ditch, or a square type of ditch, or a circle type of ditch. It doesn't make a difference. Chayiv, you have to pay for any damage that happens. Imkein lamanem or bar. So why does the Torah only give one example of a type of digging that you would do about a bar? Ma bar sheish b'gedei lahamis hasar tefachim. Just like a bar, we assume is able to kill if it's 10 tefachim deep. Af kol sheish b'gedei lahamis hasar tefachim. Any other type of thing you dig in the ground, we assume will be able to cause death if it's 10 tefachim deep. But if it's any less than 10 tefachim deep, an animal falls in and dies, potter. You don't have to pay, because that is something that you could not have expected. It's not something that's supposed to happen in such a shallow bar. But if an animal gets damaged in such a bar, then you're going to be chayiv, because damage could happen in a bar that's way less than 10 tefachim. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, bar shel shnei shutafin. If you have a bar that's owned by two people, one guy passes by the bar, sees that it's uncovered, and he doesn't cover it back up, and the second one also passed by, and he also sees that it's uncovered, and he didn't cover it up, the second one is going to be chayiv to pay, because he was the last one to leave it uncovered. The first one doesn't have to pay, because he knew that the second guy was there by the time he left, so the second guy was going to be the one to take care of it. The Mefarshim explained over here that the case is that he actually handed the cover of the bar to the second guy, and that's why it's considered that he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Kiso Harishon, if the first guy actually did cover it, Uva Hasheni Mutsa Umagula, and then the second one came afterwards and he sees that it had become uncovered somehow, it broke or whatever, it became uncovered. Velo Kiso, and the second guy doesn't cover it, Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is going to have to pay, because he should have covered it up, and he didn't. The first guy left it covered properly, so there was nothing wrong with what the first guy did. Let's say the owner of a bar, we're not dealing with Shnei Shutafin anymore, just Stam, the owner of a bar covers up his bar, and a shor or chamor falls in it and dies, Potter, he doesn't have to pay for the damages, because he did what he's supposed to do. It's not his job to be able to divine the fact that somehow the covering is going to become undone. Lo chiso karoi v'nafal letocho shor or chamor v'meis. If he didn't cover it properly, and then a shor or chamor falls in and dies, so then chayiv, then of course he's going to have to pay. Meaning he was negligent. He didn't cover it. He didn't cover it in the proper way. Now, what if an animal fell into a bar because from the noise of the digging of the bar, nafal lefanav mikol hakriya? If the animal fell Lefanav, forward into a bar, from the kol hakriya, from the noise of the digging, chayiv, the owner of the bar is chayiv to pay for that, even though it wasn't really the actual depth of the bar that made the animal fall. It was just the noise, but nevertheless, it was your bar that killed this animal. Li acharav mikol hakriya, if it fell backwards from the noise, pater, then you pater, because it didn't fall into the bar. It fell backwards, and therefore that's not considered to be damage that was done by the bar. That's what the Rav Bar Tanura says over here. Im nichshal shalom mikar kriya al svas abar v'nafal achorav chutz l'bar v'meis pater shari lo nimtza nezek bibar v'kol kriya grama b'alma hu pater. It wasn't the bar that actually did the damage. It was the noise that did the damage, and it was the ground behind it that did the damage, and the noise is only considered to be a grama. So nafal l'toch v'shar v'kelav v'nishtabru if a shar fell into a bar with its kalim and the kalim broke, meaning the plow or the yoke or anything else that's on it, chamor v'kelav v'niskaru, chamor with its saddle or whatever fell into a bar and that got torn up, chayev al behema, the owner of the bar has to pay for the behema like you would for any behema that gets damaged in a bar, upatr al kalim, but there's a patur of kalim b'bar, you're not chayev to pay for kalim in a bar, because the pasuk says that what does it say? V'nafal shama shor uchamar. So we darshan from that pasuk that yeah, shor v'lo kelim. That only animals you chayv to pay, but not the kelim. Nafal tochu shor cherushot v'katan. If a shor that is a cherushot v'katan, meaning every shor is a little bit stupid. Obviously, every shor is not intellectually, but nevertheless, there are shvarim that are clearly underdeveloped, and it falls into a shor. Into a bar, rather. So chayiv, the owner of the bar has to pay because the assumption is that the animal isn't going to even know how to avoid falling into a bar, but you wouldn't have to pay for a normal animal, because a normal animal, look where he's going, and try to stay away from it. So it falling into a bar is something that wouldn't be, that you wouldn't be responsible for, because you could assume an animal would just look where he's going. So ben obas, if a young boy or a young girl, eved o amma, or an eved kanani, or an amma, which is a shivcha kananis, really means over here, falls into a bar and dies, pater, you're Potter, because even though they're very young, everyone's supposed to look where they're going. So no matter how young they are, they're no worse than a shor that's capable of looking where it's going. So you only pay for the death of animals in a bar. You don't pay for the death of people in a bar. Now the whole halacha that we just said that if the shor was able, was not a chirushot of a katan and knew where it was going, that you're not going to have to pay. That's assuming that it was a wide open bar where he should have been able to see. If it was a flimsy cover that he couldn't have been able to see, and then he just drops right in, so then obviously you're still going to be chayiv even in that case. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah. Hey, we said that if someone digs a bar in one rishus and the opening is in another rishus yachid, rishus rabim, or vice versa, or one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid, you're going to be chayiv for such a bar. We said that if you dig a bar in rishus rabim and an animal falls into it and dies, you have to pay because it's considered to be yours, and it doesn't matter what type of hole you dig in the ground. The only reason we give the example of bar is to teach lamed al kol kuliyatzos, to teach about all the other examples, that only if it's 10 tfachim do we assume that it has the capacity to kill. If it's less than 10 tfachim and an animal dies, you're going to be patur, because it's assumed not to have the capacity to have done that. It only has the capacity to damage when it's less than 10 tfachim. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if a bar is owned by two people, and the first guy sees it and doesn't cover it, then the second guy doesn't cover it. It's the second guy's responsibility. If the first guy does cover it, and then the second guy does not cover it after it had become uncovered, it's vayter, the second guy's responsibility. And then we said that if you cover a bar properly, and a shor chamar dies, falls in it and dies, you're patur, because you did what you were supposed to do. If you didn't cover it properly, and the shor chamar dies, you're going to be chayiv. If the noise of your digging causes the shard to fall forward into the bar, you're chayiv, but to fall backward away from the bar, you're going to be potter. If a shard with his kelim or a chamar with his kelim fell into a bar and died, and the kelim got ruined as well, you're chayiv for the animal, but you're potter on kelim in a bar. If a shard that's a chereshot of a katan fell into a bar, you're going to be chayiv, but not a shard that's not a chereshot of a katan, a shard that's a pikeach in a chayiv because he boile liyune, it should have looked where it was going, but with a human being, even a very young person, you're going to be potter because the person should have looked where they are going. So, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin.